Hey kids, the program you're about to listen to contains some adult situations, adult language, themes, and other adult topics. If you're easily offended, this show's not for you. Hey you crazy motherfuckers, welcome back to another edition of Crazy Truth About Swinging. I'm your host with the most, I'm Cole, and I'm here with Minnie, Mickey, and Sneezy over here next to me, Miss Amanda.
Hey, I'm what?
Well, one time you're making all kinds of weird noises. You're like a rabbit in a dog's mouth getting slobbered on.
Was I making weird noises? You were.
But that's all right. Worried about protecting your ears. Okay. Anywho, we're here to tantalate and titillate. We have lots of valuable information that will help you in your lifestyle and journey. I know it's hard to believe, but it's really true.
Are you sure about that?
No, I'm not. I'm just making that up. Okay. Anyways, for those of you following along at home, this will be season 7. Episode 292. We are so close to 300.
We are close to 300. Close to 300. That's scary as fuck.
Spartans, what is your possession? No, profession. There you go. Now, go. Hoof. We'll do that.
Are we hoofing?
We'll do that. We're hoofing. Well, no, we'll do that on the 300th episode.
Oh, there you go.
I'll remember that. Probably not. Right now, people completely tune out the show's over. This is what I'm with most people. And stop. Anyways.
You would think they did that the first last 15 minutes because you were just sitting
but
here.
But we weren't on the air then. We were just chatting. We were just talking. We weren't recording officially. We were there. That was behind the scene banter. By the way, I figured out what we were going to be following next year. From Smoking the Bandit. We're going to be Bigginess and Littleness. So if somebody right now that's watching some of our Facebook folks at home, go ahead and Google that and put a picture so Amanda knows what I'm talking about, because she doesn't know what I'm talking about. A picture of Bigginess and Littleness, because that's going to be our Halloween costume for next year. Anyway, so we do have a good show for you. Quick shout out to our sponsors, which we sincerely appreciate, as Amanda's busily Googling away. We do appreciate our sponsors, ASN Lifestyle Magazine. We're proud to say that they're one of our primary corporate partners in most everything that we do. ASN Lifestyle Magazine, get ready. A new episode is getting ready to drop. Make it a habit to read your new episode. 3 million subscribers or readers cannot be wrong. ASNLifestyleMagazine.com today. And SmokinMeatsBBQTreats.com. Let me spell that for you. SmokinMeatsBBQTreats.com. You're going to want to hurry and get their stuff before spring gets here. And get ready. Guess what's coming out? That's right. We have just closed a deal. No, you're not finding it yet. You got to make sure with Smoking the Bandit.
Oh,
Bigginess, Littleness. Anyways, it's coming soon. We have just cemented a deal, a sponsorship deal, where we will have our own Casbah signature blend. That's right, you're gonna be able to get our special signature blend meat rub now for all of your meats. And there she found the Bigginess and Littleness. So make sure you check them out, as well as the blue suits are the more iconic one. Also, if you want the top name in quality sex toys, then you want to make sure that you get your very own Motor Bunny. That's right, quality product, quality service, name that you know you can trust, MotorBunny.com. Get the original or the brand new Buck. Make sure that your favorite vagina gets off each and every time, MotorBunny.com.
We could totally do that.
Yeah, we could do that. Bigginess, Littleness. Yep. Just saying. Stick with me, kid. We'll go places. We'll do things. Oh, the places we'll go. So we're getting ready for a big weekend. We actually had a weekend off, which we were sick. So all we did was lay around the house and snot on each other. And but we're better now. And we're ready to rip and roar into the weekend of insanity that's going to be happening.
I have a little drainage yet.
Yeah, well, we'll get the rest of it out of our system.
It wasn't COVID.
We'll get the rest of it out of our system between now and tomorrow. As we head down to stopping Thursday in St. Louis, where you're going to spit and slobber all over somebody. For money. And
yeah,
and
beer too. Yeah.
Yeah. And then and slap their penis around a little bit and do some things like that. And then we're on to Kentucky from there, where we have been informed just earlier. I don't know if he's still on or if he meandered off, that we are that we need to be hydrated, that they're awfully excited to apparently get us exceedingly drunk. So, but we've taken a vow of health, and so we'll just do the best we can. Anyways, so yeah, so we'll be at Club Tempted for those of you listening because the show will come out tomorrow night. Club Tempted, if you are in the Louisville, Kentucky area. And would like to come out, you certainly can. You do not have to be a member. You have to buy a one-night membership. We will be out there both nights, both Friday and Saturday night, and coming back on Monday. So we hope to party with everybody. It's going to be a lot of fun. I'm excited for it. You're excited for it. Our bodies are not excited for it, but they'll get over it, the little bastards. Just saying. But it should be a good time. Are we stopping somewhere getting our noses pierced? Didn't we talk about that? Didn't you talk about that the other day? You thought about maybe you and I go get our noses pierced?
I didn't necessarily say, like, on the way or there.
No, oh, okay.
I mean, if you really wanted to.
Well, I didn't know. I just didn't. I mean, I don't know. Next time you see me, I could have a nose ring. Just saying. We could both could. Then when we make out, we have to make sure they're on opposite sides. Because what if we make out and got hooked?
It wouldn't work that way.
Are you sure?
Yes.
How do you know?
If it didn't work with braces, it sure as fuck isn't going to work with nose rings.
You know what? Yeah, well, you know, I don't know.
What are you getting, some loopy thing?
Yeah, I don't
probably
know.
Probably not initially.
Oh yeah, I would. I hate studs. I absolutely despise studs.
The only thing I fear is the snot thing, but I'm not.
And
really...
the only thing you have to fear is fear itself. Thank you for that political reference. This is a show where you get edumacated. So the thing is that yeah, what president said that?
We're not
the only thing you have to fear is fear itself. He had another relative that was president also. Franklin Delano Roosevelt. Thank you very much. See, look at that. Learn that. Jot that down. That'll be on the quiz, kids. So, yeah. So, it's like the cult personality. Anywho.
You've had it. You're going to make fun of me about presidents. When I met you 32 years ago, it was your this wasn't voicemail back then. What the fuck was it? It was your answering machine.
My answering machine. Yeah. The cult of personality was on my answering machine. But my answering machine that I used, the one I really liked, was I used the movie clip from Cool Hand Luke where it was off the song Civil War. But the movie clip, and it's where the warden, after they rearrest, Cool Luke keeps getting busted and they catch him. And it's like, some men, you just can't reach. That's the way they want it. So they get it. I don't like it any more than you do. It goes into the Civil War. My mom and dad hated that answer machine. Hated when I had messages like that on there. Just saying. There you go.
I know when I called you, it was the other one, but that's okay.
Well, cause, yeah, I played. Yeah, I changed around. I was a poli sci major.
I know.
So I put cool stuff on there. Intelligence for your brain. I made you think when you called me. If you weren't going to talk to me, you were going to have to think. If I answered, yeah, probably no thinking required. Just saying.
What the fuck? That's before caller ID.
It was. It was. But you never had to call me because all you had to do was roll over and go, hey.
Not true because I've called you or else I wouldn't have known that was on your
phone. Right, a couple of times. That was when I was off drinking and you were giving birth to our first child and I wasn't there.
Okay, there was that whole,
that was a lovely, I made it before the little fucker popped out.
Yeah, you did.
Shwoo. That was fun. That's a great story. We'll share that sometime. Won't make you want to have sex with other people, but it sure is funny.
Funny for you.
Well, I think we can all these years all sit back and laugh about it now. I mean, there's less anger and animosity now that I wasn't there for the first 13 hours you were in labor because I was off drinking. But I think we're better now.
I don't think it was that long.
5 in the morning was the first message I got.
Well, that's
I don't feel right. And the last message I got before I left was, you son of a bitch, I'm at the hospital. George is taking me here. Are you ever going to get up here to birth your own fucking kid, you piece of shit?
Oh, it wasn't quite like that.
Shit. It was close. Oh, I'm sorry. I hope you make it. Love you. It was not like that. I can tell you that.
No.
You can't remember what you say 2 days ago. Don't tell me what the fuck the message said 32 years ago. Because I remember it vividly as all my friends are standing there looking at me going, oh, fuck. And we just had a blizzard. I couldn't find my fucking car under a foot and a half of snow.
That's why somebody else took me to the hospital.
Right. But I found my car. Yeah, well, actually, I was just drinking. Anyways, it happens.
Okay. We done?
That's what built our relationship to what it is today. Anyway, so there you go. Hey, so you know, first thing we're going to talk about tonight is we're going to talk about the power of a kiss, the power of a lip lock, the complete and oh my God, unimaginable ability that one single kiss can have on a lifestyle and an event. Because at a party we were at a couple weeks ago, you were tongue attacked. Out of the blue, all of a sudden this tongue just went...
No, it's like...
There was a rash after
the
event.
Do you have glitter on your face?
I did. I was fucking around. I was, okay, but rolling with strippers. After, later, there was a rash of flu that floated around. Now, here's the unique thing about Miss Amanda. If you give Miss Amanda weed and she's drunk, it will sober her right the fuck up. Drugs do not have the same effect on her. So, like, if you give me weed, I get all, like, munchy and fucking mellow.
And giggly.
And giggly. I get giggly with everything, because I'm a happy person. I'm like a big, fat penguin.
Right.
Drugs don't do that with her. Her new nickname is Mosquito. Here's why. Mosquitoes can go and suck the blood of somebody with malaria. They don't get malaria. But the next person they go suck blood to, they give them the malaria. It's kind of the same thing with Miss Amanda. So she gets a little drainage. She proceeds to pass, not once, but twice, pass on said tongue, or allegedly.
We don't know for a fact.
We're going to go allegedly. So here's a very important thing. When you want to tongue fuck somebody, or you want to tongue slobber them, sneak attacks are not an okay thing to way to do that.
No.
Because that wouldn't have happened if they'd been asking whatever. So right. Please don't underestimate the power of your slobber. Just
and here I thought you were going to get into the passionate.
I was, but I thought we'd start with
the make your line. Heart fucking drop.
Well, let's get through the bad part first.
Four?
Well, you, him, me, her.
I didn't know she got it.
I don't know. I don't know. You're the mosquito. I don't know what you do. I'm just saying. Zzz. No, okay, you want to talk about the power kid? Yes, we will talk about
your that. Your phone's dirty and it has this black thing on my forehead. I have to duck.
Anyway, so we will talk about the power. But I wanted to talk about that part first.
Okay.
Because we probably should talk about proper kissing and not proper kissing.
Okay.
To a degree.
Okay.
Because kissing is a huge part of the lifestyle. For some people, maybe that's against your rules. That's fine. That's how big of a deal kissing is. For some people, it's totally against their rules.
Mm-hmm.
So keep your lips to yourself, the ones up above. Keep those to yourself. Look, everybody has their own rules, but I think that's funny because I don't get it. To me, sticking my dick in something is more passionate or more fucking
intimate.
But
yeah.
Maybe not. I don't know. It is what it is. So here's the thing. But there's porn kissing. And wait a minute. But here's the thing. Now that you're shooting, you can actually explain why they kiss that way.
No, I came up with a reason of why they kiss that way, so they don't mess up their makeup.
And, yes, there's that. And just like, why do
it's
they
eat more the pussy? Appealing for the camera. Yeah, it isn't to get you off.
They don't fucking bury their head in your pussy like no, I do when I eat your pussy because the camera doesn't want to see my big fat forehead, a pair of eyes like Ziggy over your fucking... over your clit. They want to see more than that because that's not what people True. Will jack off to. So it's that same thing. It's about angles. It's about look. But now, so it's great when somebody eats your pussy in porn and you get now, you get off fucking super easy having your pussy eaten, correct?
Yes.
Like, it's just like, ding, we're ready to go. Not quite that easy.
But I was going
to
say, it takes a little bit more effort.
Not much. For 30 years, my tongue would go numb, my jaw would hurt, my neck would kink, and maybe she'd be like, well, that feels really good. And if I actually had to swallow or breathe, we had to start all the way over again. And she wasn't shaved back then, so then it was like cat on fur. It was not, and you weren't really getting that much out of it.
No.
You know, all you were getting was a matted down, like a wet shag carpet, and I was getting fucking numb lips. But now, because of testosterone and all the other things, you get you off. When you were shooting, last shoots, and they licked your pussy,
mm-hmm.
how many times of the three dudes that ate your pussy, how many times did you get off with them?
Zero.
Exactly. Because it's not designed that way.
Mm-mm.
The reason I'm saying this is, so think about this in your real life fucking thing. Because remember, in swinging, the goal isn't for the angles. It's to actually, for everybody to, ideally, get off.
Mm-hmm.
So, doing a kiss, stick your tongue out.
Like,
so doing, for those who aren't watching, we're doing, stick your tongue out. Is not gonna fucking do it. Don't do that.
You slobbered on me, you fucking ass.
Don't do that. Remember, there's a couple things that girls don't want. They don't want, I can say as a guy with a beard, since it holds water, I don't need from ear to ear to be a fucking sloppy pool of slobber. I'll get that when I go down on you. I don't need a sloppy pool like that, right? And most women don't really want to have their fucking makeup and everything just a slobber mess.
Some probably do.
You find me somebody who goes, you know what? How I want to be kissed? I want to be kissed like as if you were a cow and a giraffe wrapping their tongue around your head. If you can find me five people, you know what? Now we're gonna have a goal. At this weekend, if we can find five people. That just want to be
a... Oh, my God, and just you're fucking, grossing me out.
And have me fucking slobbered all over
Ew.
On kissing. I'll buy you a Coach purse. I'll buy you...
But that's what money.
Yours. But I'm buying... Seriously. I mean, you're not going to find anybody who wants that. No one wants that.
I can't speak for everybody.
So
I don't want my... I don't necessarily care for my makeup. My makeup is my safety blanket.
You actually believe... I want to make sure we're getting this out there so I understand. You actually believe that there's somebody out there that they just want the messiest fucking dipping your head in the cake fucking kiss out there.
Yeah, I'm sure there are.
You've lost your fucking mind.
Why?
You have lost your mind. No way. No way.
There's kinks for everything.
The one who's asking me that question, who's asking me how was your kiss, it was very, very good. Just so you know. And that's when we go with kinks. Maybe, but I'm not buying it. And I'm not buying that there's a million one people that are just like, I want to be waterboarded.
So do we take a poll on guys versus girls?
I'm going to be on we can. I'm going to tell you... I understand there are great kissers, there are shitty kissers, they're okay kissers. And here's the thing. There's a general... here's what I have found through 13 years. Multiple people, age ranges, sexes, have all said the same about you. You're a great kisser. So there must be something that makes predominantly a great kisser. There has to be. There has to be. Have you ever just slobbered profusely all over somebody's face? Not for money. I had a girl lick my beard. Mm-hmm. And I almost threw up. There are people that have... You have dogs. You're a fur baby mom. And you're like, we don't lick mom's face. I understand, it doesn't bother me because it's an animal pet thing.
They're showing you love.
Exactly. You know. And we're getting reports that Miss Amanda is an amazing kisser. She is an amazing kisser.
I like it soft. Soft, soft and gentle, but with...
I don't get. I am gonna go out on a limb, and I'm just gonna say, if you open your eyes for a brief second when you're kissing, picture what you're seeing. Go to YouTube, and fucking pull up a video of a cow's tongue, and if it's similar, you're doing it wrong. I had a girlfriend one time. We went to the zoo, and the giraffes at Henry Dorr Zoo at that time, you could feed the giraffes outside.
I met
her. And she bent over, and the giraffe had this huge long green tongue and wrapped around her hair and started eating her hair, and about tongue this long, and it was just slobber everywhere. If that is what the person you just got done kissing looks like afterwards, if they need a squeegee.
Okay, so I met up with this one guy.
Right.
We didn't do anything but make out.
Aww.
Thank God I was going home afterwards because he had this big, wide tongue. He's just all over my face. I'm just like... But then it wasn't like a dry tongue, like, ooh, let's just tease with the tongue. It was like just slobber. I don't know. It was
huge. He also let you squirt on his crushed floor seats.
They weren't crushed floor. It was cloth seats, but that's beside
the point. Still... Flavor savers. Some people do kiss harder, some people kiss softer, some people, whatever.
Some people have the gentle, some people...
Which this is what, I don't know, but this would be an answer. This is just a total conjecture on my part. Total conjecture. Part of me thinks that for some people, the reason the act of kissing is off limits, and I would love to hear people's feedback on this, is because if you run into somebody that kisses like we do, right? Okay. Because I think you and I kiss very similar. It can look very, very passionate. So if you're somebody, if you're not, you're like stiff, you're a stiff kisser. Nothing wrong with that, but it's like, and you're like stiff. And then you see somebody kiss your significant other that's not, I could see how that could then appear too passionate. Totally understand. So that rule can make sense to me.
But we also know somebody that she judges a person by their kiss. If they don't kiss good, she will not hook up with them.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. I've seen this question on Reddit before and other places. How do you tell someone they're a bad kisser? And I don't know that you can actually tell anybody they're a bad kisser. They may not be your style of kisser, but it doesn't necessarily mean...
I was going to say, everybody likes it different.
A bad kisser.
Some people like that form of, aggressive, or at least I would think it would be aggressive to them.
You can be aggressive... And you can
back me up to a wall, hold my hands up, and just kiss me like crazy, and I will melt like a
pumpkin. Congratulations for saying that, and now we'll need security for that, because there'll be a lineup. It'll be ride the Miss Amanda ride. Donk! Donk!
Well, I didn't say ram me up against the wall. Back me up against the wall. I'll melt into a puddle.
But if you spin her around, you can ram her and then kiss her neck real soft. She likes that. I'm just saying. Okay, so how do you help somebody? Somebody should sit here. They need help on being a better kisser. How would you help somebody be a better kisser? Well, first of all, do you think as a female that you could say to a guy, "Hey, really like you. Hey, have a lot of fun. Hey, you're kind of a shitty kisser." or hey, that's the wrong word. Or hey, as all of you that are agreeing with Miss Amanda, I'm duly noting all that, just so you fucking know. Okay, and I don't forget shit.
It's just, that is just like this form of passion, but with assertion.
I've always had great intentions with different girls when I hooked up with them when we're going to meet in a hotel room. I had this planned out that was my plan. I've done it with one girl. As soon as not the elevator door closed, as soon as the hotel room door closed.
Mm-hmm. But remember you tell me about that.
Yeah, that was hot as fuck. Anyways, but can you say that? Can you say that? Or would that be too mean? I mean, you can't be like a cunt about it and be like, "Hey, you know what? You suck at kissing." Until you get it right, do it better.
You could somewhat lead them, I believe. Like, you don't necessarily, if someone comes at you with just a tear, tongue, shoving down, you know, kiss me a little bit first, then tease with a tongue to see what I'm going to do. But if I don't stick my tongue out, I wouldn't stick your tongue out.
So mirror you.
It should be, you should read off
could
of
you,
it.
Could you ever say this? Could you ever say?
If noting, I was really into like making, if well.
For those of you not watching this, I have a notepad and a pen. I'm making notes with names. Got it.
Whatever. All right. You're so funny. Anyway.
Are you questioning me? Pull hair.
I'm sorry.
And keep talking. I gotta keep writing.
Oh my gosh.
I have a photographic memory. I'll remember. Don't worry. I'll think about what I'm jacking off later. Anyways, go ahead. Just see if you're listening.
But if you're really into somebody and you think it'll work out for more than a hookup or something, then you know you can probably go, "Hey, can you be a little gentler on your kisses or something?" Or I like kisses more gentle.
So Ellen puts, people sometimes rush past the kissing part. Sure, the reason why I ask that is that, okay, as a guy, okay, there becomes a here's an interesting part of the lifestyle. Okay, and kissing is a really good, easy way to get into this, and it's a broader example of this. The first time you gave me a blowjob, you were new at it, and it was fucking hot. Never done it before. It was hot because you instigated it, and you were willing to do it. I mean, the whole nine yards.
In
the blowjob, the blowjob itself was horrible.
I know.
And at 20 years old, I was like, appreciate, stop, appreciate the effort, but.
No, you when we got to the car, you go, "I really appreciate what you did, but I think you need to watch some videos."
And I want to duly note it, all you motherfuckers, that I did say, my star, that I really appreciated what you did.
Yeah.
Okay.
You could use some practice. You might watch some videos.
In the lifestyle, there's a lot of times if a girl is not very good at sucking dick, you will tolerate it for a while, right? Because eventually, like, it's easy to make the transition. Be like, okay, pop them off of that and transition to something else. And I know 100% that for girls, most guys suck at eating them out. So I'm sure it's the same thing. It's like, okay, let's stop it.
Well, if you don't like something, then you can rush into the next.
But I think there's a lot of times, again, that we go longer because we are afraid. It's funny. There's not an emotional attachment most of these situations, and yet we are afraid to say, stop.
True.
I'm going to put it just out there, okay? By the way, all of you that do OnlyFans, you're all fucking sex workers, so you get here. This is not an offensive thing. But if you're paying somebody, if you're paying a sex worker, hooker, whatever you want to call them, escort, if I'm paying for a blowjob and she sucks at it, I'm going to say, stop. You're horrible at that.
Yeah, well, I'd hope so. You're paying for it.
But we won't do that. And that we don't want to hurt anybody's feelings. And except, if you throw it in one, it's not supposed to be very feeling tied into this. Even for people that want to get to know each other, need to be friends first. There's not the emotional thing of being afraid to hurt someone's feelings. Why? Why do we feel that way? What's wrong with saying, hey, stop, that doesn't feel good. Hey, don't do that way. I don't like that. That hurts. Like, if you're getting an angle that hurts on how you're getting fucked or whatever. Eldon put, I love instructions. It's all about the pleasing instructions make it seem hotter to me. You know.
Okay.
Jessica put, I stop people in swinging if they suck. I don't care about feelings. And I think.
I guess I do. Because we're all different. And just because somebody likes to be in a certain way, the next person's not might not like it. So kissing could be the same.
But I'm just overall. I think that when we first got into it, you weren't as apt to tell somebody to stop, unless it really hurt.
Have I ever told somebody to stop?
You have. When we first got into lifestyle, you would find creative ways to tell people to stop. The booze is hitting me wrong.
Yeah,
right. You know, and but the thing is, I guess my question is, what's wrong with just saying, okay, hey, that's not feeling good, let me stop. If someone gets offended about that, should we care? It's a hookup. Should we care? I mean, it's different. Okay. And
but
take the poly part out. Take the continuous play partner out. You know, a long term friend with benefit that you have a different relationship with. I'm talking about that you finally hooked up. Whether you've become friends first or sport fuckers, we like. Should you care or worry about say, okay, stop that. I'm sorry. I don't like how that feels. Stop.
Well, even
if it offends them.
Okay, but wait. What if you're friends with them? Like, we're friends with a couple, and I don't care for his kissing.
The
sex is awesome, but I didn't care for his kissing.
The thing, as a friend, if
then but I guess, don't want to hurt a friend, but if you lose them for good, then you don't.
But at that point in time, would there be, you can either A, steer it away so it doesn't have to be about a lot of kissing.
Yeah.
Or there's nothing wrong. I think at that point in time, women can sometimes have more power there because if you don't like the kissing, well, once you head south, I'm going to stop kissing. I'm not going to go, no.
We have to finish kissing.
Get away from my penis with your mouth. No, get back up here, young lady.
Right.
I'm not done making out. Not very many guys are like, foreplay only. Get your dick out of my mouth. We're going to be like, okay. I guess my question is, and if your friend's to a degree to go, to be able to say, I love fucking you. It's incredible. It's awesome. Dude, I hate making out with you, but I love fucking you. I mean, as friends, can't you... You think about some of the things we have said and said to friends naked. And I think that we put it in our own mind, we as just people in general, that a friend is going to be offended by that. When you're laying there naked going, that was incredible sex. The kissing, I'm not in, but the sex is incredible. It's probably not, I don't think it's going to be as big a deal as it is. Part of the reason you are so tremendous, and honestly, if you're listening to this and you want to figure out how to be good at eating a girl out, guys and girls, you are my idol when it comes to this. You're my idol when it comes to this, and I've taken a lot of cues from you with this because you've taught me a lot because I'm like, they keep squirming to get away, and you're like, they're squirming to try to find the spot. Quit fighting. You know, I'm like pinning them down. You're like,
you don't listen to that now. I'm like going, oh, and then you're like, yeah. I'm like,
now because I know I can get you out forever. And now because you say fucking damn, and part of the time you're like trying to not squirt. But the thing is that what has always been so impressive is that I have watched you. If you're not getting a reaction or you don't feel like you're getting a reaction, you stop. And it's like a whack-a-mole. And you're like, pop up, and you're like, do you like it above the clit, below the clit? What? Do you like it above the clit, below the clit? You ask them exactly what they want, and then dive right back in. Where most of us, as guys especially, we're idiots. We don't want to ask for directions. Where is that gas station? Licking our knees. You know, but you ask.
Everybody's different.
And then the other thing you've done, and there's very few girls I've seen you not get off. There's been a few.
Yeah.
And I'm not talking like Nazi doesn't count because that was work.
That was porn, yeah.
But there's been a couple girls that you have not gotten off. But you realize it. Once you realize it.
I stop.
You stop.
Yeah.
You know, you stop and things move on from there. And I think that it's like, okay, that's really cool. I honest to God believe at some point I'm a kid and we should have a fucking pussy-eating fucking class. Because seriously, the most important, some of the things that you have told me, you know, the most valuable golden piece of information ever is, it doesn't matter how I like it, just because I like it a certain way doesn't mean that she likes it that way. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So, but my thing overall is I think in the lifestyle, there are a lot, and I'm willing to do whatever work to find out just how much it takes, just so you know. I think that there's a lot of people that are afraid to say what they like or don't like, right? And in turn, then their experience is shitty, right? Because I think the problem becomes, like, there's, like, a script in our mind. And we've talked about this before. So, you know, I'd rather have a girl, I guess I'm to the point now, where I'd rather have a girl say, I don't like doggy. I don't want to fucking get a leg cramp doing something that I think she wants, when in reality she hates that position.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that, you know, I don't know. To me, that's being honest.
So if a girl says that they don't care to be eaten out, do you give it a try, or do you just skip that and go right down to the sex?
Okay, I'm going to have somebody right now that's going to fucking yip at this and say, nah. But, no, then I skip it. Now, if I've known him for a while, and we've been friends with benefits for a while, I'm going to be a fucking dick and push it sometimes and go, come on, at least let me, give me a shot. You don't know if you'll like it or not for me. It's like a different type of food. Eh. But as a general, no. Because if they don't like it, then fine. Then, you know, no, I don't, you know.
Because before testosterone, it's like, why even try?
Yes.
Why even try to get me off? You're not going to. Oh, I'm sure I can make you happy. So I let guys do it and I go, all right, I'm dead.
Yeah.
Tapping out.
Yeah. I don't think...
And if that offends some people, I'm sorry.
the thing is that you... I feel like there's a point, fair enough, that you reach in this where it's like, I don't care what the script is supposed to be. I want it to be, I just want everybody to have fun. I want everybody to have a good time. Look, you reach a certain age, I don't care what drugs you're taking, I don't care what you're doing, where it's a hit and miss if shit's going to work. For men and women, for one, it's your odds of fucking leg cramps, foot cramps, God knows what cramps, substantially went up as you're reasserting. I don't want to dick around doing shit what we're supposed to do and it shit nobody likes.
Lately, I've been getting a cramp along the arch of my foot.
Oh, my God.
Oh, that is horrible.
I am paying dearly for the first event we went, camp out we went to, and I was getting more booze out of our tent, and the guy came rolling out of the tent yelling, ah, leg cramp, and I went down and told everybody we were laughing. Yeah, real fucking funny. Karma has come back and fucked.
Good.
It's like, okay, no, let's just do what everybody's like. I think that one of the coolest parts of getting older in the lifestyle and becoming more honest is a willingness to just fucking be honest about everything. Right? Here's the deal. We have always been, we will always be, partner's choice on condoms. Right? Mm-hmm. Sometimes it's different, it depends on shoots and stuff like that, obviously. I don't care who you are. If you would like me to wear a condom, I'm 100% in with that. And now I'm finally smart enough at 51, almost 52 years old, I'm going to tell you straight up, there's only one way that's going to work. Mm-hmm. You have to put it on me. Because, quite honestly, I look like a monkey fucking a football trying to open the motherfucker. I'm going to get sweaty and I'll JoJo the circus monkey. And you know what? By the time I finally get that fucker open and on, I'm trying to shove a deflated balloon in another balloon. It ain't going to work. Mm-hmm. There's no shame in going, okay, this is what I need. Mm-hmm. There's no shame in going, you're going to have to suck it for a little bit. You're going to have to do something with it. You're going to have to give me a minute to before it's going to get there. Mm-hmm. One of the biggest mistakes, and a lot of guys do this, our go-to move when our dick doesn't work
is to eat pussy.
So here's what we do. Think about this, guys. Sorry if you think I'm letting a guy secret out. I'm not. They've already figured it out. So immediately, we panic. Our dick's not hard. Fuck. So we immediately drop down and start doing the one sex act that we're the worst at. That's the dumbest fucking thing you could possibly do. What am I probably not going to hit the right spot on and do it completely wrong? I know, eat her pussy. She'll never know my dick's not hard now. And the whole time, what you do shitty when you're focused on it, you're going to do even worse because you're not even focusing on it. You could be licking her fucking kneecap. You don't know because all you're thinking about is your dick not working. At some point in time when she goes, you're licking the bed. What? You're like, she's over on the other side. You're just like, licking a pillow because you're thinking about your dick not working. Why not instead just go, okay, she ain't working yet.
So I know we're probably one of my hang-ups on being mean to, because you said, when I was explaining when I first moved to Omaha, I was, 18? We went camping with, me and a girl I work with went camping with these two guys.
They actually used a covered wagon to get out to the camper.
Oh, shut up. So I ended up staying in the tent with this one guy. Right. Well, I didn't know him that well, but.
That didn't stop you.
Never did.
Precursor.
But I couldn't feel anything. I don't know if it was size. I don't know if it was I was really wet. I don't know what the case was, but I asked him to stop because I couldn't feel it. And you're like, wow, what a bitch.
And fast forward 32 years later, and you know what?
And so I'm like now paranoid. I don't want to come off as a bitch and hurt somebody's feelings.
No, but if he found out you're in porn now, he's probably like, come on, bitch, we're going to do content now, and I'll show you your feelings. No.
So I don't want to do that because, you know, it was mean. I'm not going
to So let me ask this to the ladies. As a guy, if you get super wet, guess what? I'm going to stop.
You are. Some people like it.
I'm going to stop because at that point in time, I'm not feeling anything. And my dick's going to go soft. I've actually had situations now. And again, this is getting older age and go, hold on one second. One gal that came over who was a fucking waterworks. Like, oh, look, you touched her arm.
Yeah.
Okay. Didn't have enough towels in the house. I finally got with her, I would stop. And she's like, I'm grab one of the towels on the other side of the bed. And I'd dry my dick off. And I'd fucking dry her pussy off. And I'm like, I can't feel anything. And she started getting, she was getting embarrassed. Not you. You're enjoying that. It's a compliment because you're obviously enjoying it. Rock on. It's me, but it's going to go down. I guess I've reached that point in my 50s where I'm willing to say, you know what? We're going to have to lay here a minute. We're just going to hang out for a minute. It's going to take a minute. It's still embarrassing when shit doesn't work, but trying to fucking take and wad your penis up and shove it in and hoping it'll go like you can blow in your butthole and go, it'll get hard. It ain't going to work.
Right.
And when you finally realize as a guy, when you go, I've wadded my dick up like a man bun and shoved it in her pussy. She knows it's not hard. If I shoved a balloon full of cocaine up her ass, it'd feel better than this. I'm not sneaking anything by her. When you finally realize that, you're willing to go, hey, we got to get
okay, if it's partially, sometimes I can't tell.
I'm saying when you have to wad it up. When you're stuffing it in with two hands, like trying to refill a stuffed animal with the stuffing the dog's ripped out, she knows you're stuffing a limp dick in her pussy, and you can go like this all you want, and all you're doing is wad it up right at the end. It's like a spit wad in her twat, and she ain't fucking buying it.
Oh, my God.
The thing is you know what? What I didn't understand when we first got into this was trying to fake that shit was like going, I'm assuming you're so fucking stupid, you won't know.
Well, when you're new, though, you don't.
But now, I'd rather say, shit ain't working.
Give me a minute.
Either give it a minute, and if shit ain't gonna work, to go, I'm really sorry, shit ain't working. There are people currently that will hear this show, or currently whatever, that have been friends with Benefit with me for a long time, that I've had to say in the last 2 months, sorry, shit ain't working today. I've done it, you know, I've done the same thing with...
You've done it to me.
To you. It's the same thing. So we just got asked, what about when we dry up? You know what? Here's what, if you're a female and you're with me, at least, and it starts to get dry, one, usually guys can feel it.
Well, you didn't with me a couple times when I was having the dry issues, and I'm like, it's dry and we need some lube. And you're like, well, it still feels wet to me. To me, it doesn't, so we need some lube.
And once I understood that concept better, now it's like, I would much rather, I will never be offended if somebody says, stop it, I need some lube.
New.
Or stop that, that's it. Because when, as guys, when we finally get mature a little bit and we go, you know what? When you actually, you look at the girl and you're having sex with her, and all of a sudden that look on her face is obviously pain. You know, that's, no. That's not a win situation.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? Here's the deal. If that part's done, you know what? If you want to help me out, toggle away a little bit, help me out, kick ass, super appreciate it. Just like as guys, don't be offended. I used to be offended when you would get out a dildo because I didn't understand the difference between a clitoral orgasm and a fucking orgasm. Or if I can't get if it feels better, then don't worry about it. You know what? If you can't go, but you can help get her off by... A lot of girls talking about lighting a hole in their throat or sucking a nipple while she gets off, then appreciate the moment.
Mm-hmm.
If you dry out and it's starting to hurt and you're done and you can help him, you know, pull one and finish, help him manually get off, then rock on. That's super cool to do. It's so much better to just be honest than try to bullshit. I mean, we talk about all the time about we don't want to hurt people's feelings, yet when we're not honest, when we don't say it's not working or I'm not feeling or ouch, it hurts or whatever the case may be, we're actually then it almost can come across. That's when the conversation, when people leave and go their separate way, goes, what, do you think I'm a fucking idiot? You know, I can't tell the difference between three fingers and a fucking soggy dick shoving up my cooter, you know, or, I mean, my God, I, you know, yeah, now that my fucking cooter is just shredded because he just kept fucking hurt. I mean, it those types of things. There, that is, the lifestyle is actually way more fun when everybody's honest. I can tell you, you can have way more fun if shit ain't working, laying there naked, talking, joking, cracking jokes, and then all of a sudden, it's really weird. All of a sudden, shit just kind of starts to work.
Mm-hmm.
Not every time, but a lot of the time. Because all of a sudden, there's no pressure.
Mm-hmm.
You're not in your own head about your shit. Everybody's having fun. And it's amazing. If you're new and you haven't had one of these nights yet, when you have one, you'll know what I'm talking about. And if you're in this been a while and you've had one of these nights, where that fucking night, the night, where you have... You and another couple have hooked up, or couples, whatever the case may be. And there's a whole lot of fucking, but there's a whole lot of fucking around in between. And it's like this, everybody's fucking, and then everybody's sitting there talking. All of a sudden, one couple starts fucking around again, and then it starts up, and then people are cracking jokes and laughing and having fun. And it's truly like a naked party.
Mm-hmm.
When you have that night, you'll understand why swinging is so fucking awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And it's because everybody was just being fucking real.
Mm-hmm.
That's the best part of it. And that's the part that I think too many people miss and get away from. When you have lost the ability to get to do that. So you and I are a perfect example of this, right? We don't fuck at our events, or rarely, because not that we haven't had a lot of people that we were really interested in want
to
fuck.
Or wanted to, or planned on it. It just gets too busy.
It's, we feel we have a responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't want to hurt other people's feelings by hooking up with one couple and not other couples and whatever. As we found it, how much fun it was in Wichita.
Mm-hmm.
To get to go and just... Be us. Mm-hmm. Yes, there are people that know us. Anywhere we go because of what we do, people know us. That's all right. But it's not the same as it's not our event. Mm-hmm. So for us to go like to Kentucky this weekend, who knows if we will or won't hook up. There's no expectations because that's still the best way to go to any event.
Mm-hmm.
But it's really cool to know that if we want to, if the opportunity presents itself, we can.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we're more appreciative of that now because it's been so many years that that hasn't been the case when it's just our events.
Mm-hmm.
That's really the whole thing. That's the part that makes it, you know. And now we're willing to be fucking on it. We don't do anything anymore we don't want to.
No.
The days of us like, well, we just have to tolerate it. We don't tolerate shit. And that's not because of anything special that we are. That's because we've learned we don't have to tolerate shit.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what everybody has to learn. Every single one of them, whether it's your very first experience or it's your 10,000th experience, you don't have to tolerate anything. You don't have to just have to, well, because we have to. No, that's not how this works.
Mm-hmm.
And being honest is huge. I don't know.
Wow, you totally like talked through an hour of this shit.
Well, if somebody else would fucking go to some of the planning meetings, they could talk about shit, too. You actually were busy today. You were very busy today.
Today, like, flew by.
Well, you were busy. You were busy getting outfits ready for Exotica and this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And you were busy. We're working on logos and stuff because we got really, really cool new backdrops and some really cool shit being done.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, badass shit.
Mm-hmm.
And then just, we haven't even started to pack yet.
Ish.
I mean, a little bit, but we got to start packing because we will be on the road and stuff. So we will try to go live. We will not be able to go live in the club, I don't believe.
Unless we go in before hours.
Right. Opening. There may be some area that we'll be able to go to, and hopefully we can go live on a couple of things to share, because we are super excited about... we're excited because we're going both nights. So the Friday night, is the Fun Pineapples. It's their event. Mm-hmm. And then Saturday is just regular night at the club. So we're going to get to see the club in a private event setting. And then we're also going to get to go. And the club is being very attempted. It's tempted. And they're being very cool. They're giving us free tickets so we can come back Saturday and just... come be guests at the club Saturday night, which is their busy night of the week, obviously. So it's super cool. So we're gonna get to see people.
It's like three floors.
There's VIP sections, there's playrooms, it's BYOB. Very, very classy. It's gonna be a lot of fun. And we're getting to see, and what's really cool, so we've been talking to the owners a little bit, and a bunch of people have already commented on some of our other things that they're excited to meet us. So we got some people going to meet us. We're going to be down there with ASN, so with Michael Ramos and Bex and crew. They're going to be there, and dear Nikki's going to be there, and she's got a bunch of people that are coming to meet her. Mm-hmm. And so we're going to have a bunch of people are excited when they found out that you're coming, when they put two and two together. So we're going to get to meet some people, and... yeah, two nights of just getting to fucking have fun, and it's supposed to be nice weather, and we're going to explore Louisville, Kentucky a little bit during the day, I think. And we're gonna be in St. Louis Thursday. So Thursday night, we're looking for something to do in St. Louis. So I put some feelers out to see if maybe there's anything. I've heard in St. Louis that there is a really cool lifestyle coffee shop.
Really?
To go to. So I'm hoping to get some information on that. So maybe we can check that out. Or if somebody knows there's something cool to do in St. Louis, or some people want to get a hold of us to go do dinner or something. I don't care.
We're
going to
have an Airbnb.
We're going to have an Airbnb and we're excited. So cool. But all right. So with that being said, wow, we did talk our way through. Hey, make sure you check out our events. Don't forget about Vegas, crazy Vegas nights, crazy summer nights. The June edition is coming up really fucking quick. Make sure you go to crazycasbah.com and get tickets. Shout out to our sponsors again.
Cough, spit, sputter.
You can say the fucking sponsors. Damn it. Smoking Meats Barbecue Treats. That's SmokinMeatsBBQTreats.com. Casbah 15, you can get a discount on all of their flavors. We will be announcing soon. We'll have as when our special blend is coming out, the special Casbah blend. You'll want to get that. MotorBunny.com, the most trusted name in sex toys. Absolutely, yeah, we're going to be hydrating like motherfuckers. Mm-hmm. And ASN Lifestyle Magazine.com, 3 million readers, can't be wrong. Check them out. The newest episode edition. I guess what would not episode be edition of ASN Lifestyle Magazine.com is going to drop in three days, the 1st of March. And be watching because they're going to be talking about the nominations are coming up to nominate. We got a couple things we want, hope you guys will nominate us for some ASN awards, KWN, and whatnot. So, that being said, don't forget to follow Miss Amanda again on Casbah, or follow us on Twitter and wherever the fuck. Follow us everywhere. Visit Miss Amanda's site, missamanda.net. You want to visit Honeybee, honeybee.net. Also, we're helping another one, so there you go. And so somebody's, she's tired. That means she just came. Let's check. Yep, drip, drip, drip. All right. That being said, kids, doing it the only way I know how, the only way I want to, the only way I ever motherfucking will. We'll be going live while we're on the road down there, while someone beat the shit out of each other.
You'll be showing your titties. Find out information along the way.
You'll be showing titties and stuff. We're posting dirty shit on Twitter. And then, because you can't post it on Facebook, just say.
Wait, what?
Casper style.
I know. Is that what you're doing? Is that how you're doing it? Bye!